Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From Labradoodles to Cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach, using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find SportsGrid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, here we go. Friday, that's right, Friday, fun day. The countdown is on here, 9 days. That's right, just a week from this Sunday will be the Super Bowl, and they are already starting to roll in here to South Florida in Miami, the host city, of course, for Super Bowl 54, Hard Rock Stadium. It is going to be absolutely crazy here as Jimmy G and Patrick Mahomes are getting ready to descend on South Beach. And what fun is that going to be? Jimmy G on the set of a couple of porn. Never mind. Anyway, but anyway, you're going to have Jimmy G in town. You are going to have Patrick. You're going to have Andy Reid hitting every buffet. You're going to have the Shanahans. You're going to have Robert Saleh just going to Muscle Beach there and lifting weights. It's just going to be absolute craziness, not to mention fans. And I'm fairly certain you'll be able to recognize the tourists as they also descend upon here, especially the ones from Kansas. Not that there's anything wrong with you. We love you guys, but you might have been void of a little vitamin D here over the last couple of months and tend to maybe stick out a little bit, but that's okay. Yeah, having a week in Miami during the cauldron of winter is not a bad thing, and it's going to be so far, and again, it's a week out, but the weather reports, everything looks like it's going to be absolutely beautiful, which is why I hammered the over 71 temperature prop there for the kickoff on a week from Sunday. And speaking of props, guys, it opened up. It was official yesterday. The tried and true tradition of prop bets opening up in Vegas. And this is, of course, where it started. South Point has been doing it for 30 years, longer than 30 years. And a matter of fact, and the very first prop bet, the very first proposition bet for the Super Bowl, it happened in 1985. And it's funny, it's centered around one Dan Marino at that time, who was putting up absolutely monster numbers. You guys may recall back then, where it was the 86 Bears there that he also beat at that one time. That was right around when Marino was coming in, taking the world by storm. And he was, in fact, his rookie year. Remember, that was the first time that they made it, and never made it after that. And, yeah, he was the first real prop bet. And then from that particular point on, it just blew up. And the cool thing about it is that the proposition bets, proposition exotics, call it what you want. There are so many of them, guys, that it's gotten really, really crazy. And they line up outside of the South Point Casino. It happens every year because you're only allowed a $2,000 max minimum. And you can only make two bets. And then what you have to do is go back once you're online. Once you get there, you get your two tickets. You got to go back around and wait online again. And even with they won't even let it on the mobile aspect until after they give you the opening of actually having to show up at the casino brick and mortar. It's interesting. I listen, it's a nice tradition, but right. Most of the guys that are out there, it's like waiting for a new iPhone day. And these are the old timers. These are the guys who've been doing it that way for a million years. They want their number. They want to get it.
Sure.
And it's out, Dane. And the amount of the numbers going through them, and we'll go through a whole lot of them here today, guys, some of the traditional ones. But, Dane, it is out of control, man. You're going to need a week just to sort through the prop bets alone. But that's a great trivia question. First prop bet ever, 85 in the Super Bowl, centered around Dan Marino and how many yards he was going to have.
Yeah, I could also imagine like the first ever anytime touchdown prop being around yeah. William the Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, anybody outside of, yes, that's correct.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I would have bet yes on that one, but
crazy.
I'm scrolling on him right now. Okay, I was able to find the digital version, but it is literally a PDF of the sheets.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Like if you know people what the sheets look like, if you go to an actual book, I see yep. a PDF of it. I don't see it digitally. And I'm yep. looking for the fun ones too, Joe. You know, the like, what will Shakira and J-Lo be wearing? The color Gatorade, the over-under
well, that's
on
good.
The national well, anthem.
That's I'm glad you brought that up because they don't carry those in Vegas. There's only, okay. I think, one or
online.
Two in Jersey that are going to do it. Most of them, you have to go into the outside of the marketplace to get those. They
okay.
won't do it. Vegas, for some reason, for years was like, we want nothing to do with Gatorade Bass. Like, because Vegas is like, most of those props, Dane, can be fixed. So
absolutely. That's been my whole thing. Like,
right.
why don't we just get to Chris Collinsworth or whoever it is? What is it, on Fox?
What
you know,
it'd
be like, hey, Joe Buck, what color hair plugs you rocking?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But, like, I don't understand
yep.
why the makeup artist for Jennifer Lopez, right, can't just cash in, you know?
So
and there's
true.
Some, there's yep. the ones that are like, for this one, for example, maybe like how many times will Joe Montana be shown on screen, you
yep.
know, before it'd be things like how many times do they cut to Giselle?
Yep.
That sort of stuff. I've always wondered, Joe. I've always wondered, like, if you were – literally, right? If you're like Troy Aikman's nephew, you know,
mm-hmm.
can't you be like, hey, Uncle Troy, what color tie are you going to wear, bro?
That's correct.
Let me get down on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes
That's
sense
correct.
Because those are actually related to the game. The other ones that I think are interesting, Joe, and I don't know if those are out yet, but sometimes they do the cross sport props, right? Like,
yes,
they'll be
yes,
like,
yes.
Patrick Mahomes completions or Kawhi Leonard points that day, you know? That
correct.
Those are pretty cool as well because you kind of got to analyze it on two sides.
Yep. Yeah, and we did we had a bunch of those last year too in the big game between the Rams. We were crossing sports. I think the Celtics were playing. Like we had a whole lot of things going on. It was Kyrie versus how many who was going to have what. It was
sure.
It's crazy. And yes, it can give you it can certainly it gets a little overwhelming for those of you that are new to it. And if this is your first endeavor in a Super Bowl to try and say, hey, you know what? Let me get a couple of bucks. Let me throw it down, Dane. What is, you know, first score? You know, there's a million ones that you can go at it. But, you know, one of the things that I just talked about this morning, Dane, was the idea that, listen, no matter what you do with props and have some fun with it more than anything else, but do yourself a favor and try and correlate your props to what you think is going to happen
yeah.
in the game. You know,
yeah.
I mean, maximize your ability to be able to profit on Sunday. Don't compete with each other. Don't go all under props and take the over. Like, don't do it. Like, you know,
can't
correlate it, guys. Yeah. And Dane Elias start banging some of these out here, getting them down, and try to figure out the best way to make it rain. Do it next year, guys, on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
All right, welcome back on a Friday. Time to make it rain here for you on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez, guys, as the countdown is on. 9 days. That's right, 9 days before the big game here, which now it'll start to get real as both teams and fan bases and personnel and everyone else start to hop on planes and descend here. From a sports betting perspective, bettors, it is time to get serious here this weekend and really start to break it down, try to figure out exactly how to maximize profits. And we will keep harping on this all week long to remind many of the new bettors, the new recreational bettors that that are coming into the market, as we have 20 states throughout the country now with more to come here that have sports books and legalized sports betting, whether it be via the mobile apps. And if it's not, I don't know what the hell you're doing, but you have the opportunity to maybe for the first time dive in. It could be a little overwhelming, especially with the Super Bowl, with so many different props and so many different things. So what we're here to do on the grid is to help you focus in, narrow in, and make smart sports investing decisions, because ultimately at the end of the day, whether you're recreational, you do it for a living, whatever it is, you don't make a bet with the idea that you want to lose. You make a bet because you plan on winning, and there's certainly ways to give yourself the best chance to do that. And we said, Dane, this thing opened up yesterday, of course, the annual Papapalooza there, Propapalooza right. In Vegas opens up. Circa, a couple of the other big books in Nevada are going to open up here today. So the lines, the minimums on mobile are bigger than what they are. So if you show up at a place, for instance, in the brick and mortar aspect, you have a $2,000 limit. If you do it on the mobile, it's only $1,000. So they really try and get you get off the couch, get in the thing, get in the book and place it firsthand. But we do have a list of five, Dan. I'll give you the big five that seem to have the most okay. action early from these guys. And we'll go through them here and see which ones we like. What do we got? One of the first one is total completions for Patrick Mahomes. It opened up at 28.5, and it is 26 now. So it was hammered to the under yesterday in the opening of this. The pros that lined up, $2,000 bets. That's a significant portion of those investors and those bettors, Dane, to drop this from 28.5 to 26. So there is a feeling that maybe it won't be as, completion, you know, very Patrick Mahomes like we've seen. Dropping it down, they're thinking that 28.5 number was a little too high here, Dane. It's interesting.
I also would have thought the 28 number was a little too high. And here's the point, Joe. I'm going to consistently tell you how it relates to my narrative and my correlation, right? So let's keep it that way. I want to give my reasons and rationale. I thought 28.5 would have been a little bit high. The 26 is right around where, I don't know, I'm on the fence on it. First of all, he was below that, I think, the both games in the playoffs. Secondly, you remember yesterday, Joe, I said I kind of like the Mahomes over rushing prop. Okay. Yep. And so for me, what that's saying, my correlation here, is that there's going to be some pressure on him. He's going to scramble a few times. When you scramble, it ain't a completion. All right, so I'm riding on that side. Also, as you know, I am leaning towards Kansas City winning this game. Right. So if they are, in fact, up, the game flow may be such that Patty Mahomes doesn't have to do as much on his arm. OK,
yep.
So hopefully those things make sense when Joe is talking about correlating, triangulating what I think is going to happen. I think the game flow is less Chiefs passing towards the end of the game. And I do believe Mahomes is going to hit the rushing over. So I would lean under on that one, Joe.
Great. And the same thing holds true for Jimmy G. His prop number for completions opened up at 21.5, and it took a hit, Dane. It went down to 19.5. So it dropped quickly from the initial round of pro bettors there. They thought 21.5. They don't anticipate him getting to 20, which you could approach two ways, thinking that, okay, right, they're probably more running the ball anyway. Right. They're not going to ask him to do that, but if you go down that route, there's probably a good portion that think this game is going to be so close that he is not going to have to drop back and fire it all over the place. So that's an interesting indicator, too, from what the pros are telling you, that he's not even going to reach 20 completions. So there's a good chance this game is still close, even late. So he's not going to have to be that pocket passer.
Yes, that is what would be kind of the tea leaves that I would read on that one, Joe. Remember, they won the game, the NFC Championship game. What did he do, like 6 for 8, right? But here's the more telling thing, I would say. Not in the NFC Championship game. The game before that against Minnesota, I believe. Mm-hmm. Remember, Joe, what we said after he threw the interception?
Oh, yeah.
They made him drop back something like 5 times the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't trust him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think that is an issue. This is, again, correlated to your view on the game. If you think Kansas City can get up and force Jimmy G and the Niners to abandon the run game, then we're going to see more attempts. How effective they'll be is another question altogether. But one of the things I said yesterday, remember, and my big key for the game is, will San Francisco be forced to put it on the arm of Jimmy G, either by the run game being ineffective or by the Chiefs getting out to a working margin and the run game not being able to, you know, be enough and they have to turn to the passing game? That has been my key for this game the entire time, and this prop bet is correlated to how you feel that initial question is answered. But you're right, Joe. It goes two different ways. So you got to figure out what is your narrative. Can they keep it close and manage the game? And then, yes, maybe he is under. Or are the Niners in a position where they got to play some catch-up where the run game has been stonewalled and then it's on Jimmy G?
Yep. And also Jimmy G's passing yards took a hit yesterday as it opened up at 256.5, and it took a big hit. It went down to 246.5. So that's one of the prop bets that was hammered right away by that initial wave of pro bettors, guys, which is, you know, how we can tell this here from that initial wave, because I can assure you the novice bettor, the newbie is not waiting online for 2 hours to place a bet on a prop for passing yards on a Thursday afternoon. It's just not happening. So 246, Dane, from 256 again. The indicator here is less completions, less passing yards. More running, less, you know, maybe not as high octane, high scoring as some of us might think, at least not from the San Francisco side, is what we're being told.
Listen, that makes sense to me. You know, we have said for a number of weeks or months, even teams facing Kansas City, Joe, we have said that the way they might try to do it is keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, punch him in the mouth. I was extolling Carlos Hyde trying it with the Houston Texans. We talked about Derrick Henry as that's how they were going to try and do it. I remember back in the regular season, Joe, remember Marlon Mack and the Indianapolis Colts going in there, running the ball. So, yes, I do think that is the blueprint. And the 49ers are imminently equipped to do that with their run game, with their scheme, with their personnel, with Kyle Juszczyk as their lead blocker. So I think the conventional wisdom is right that San Fran will look to dominate and control the game with their running attack. The question for me is, how successful will it be, and to what extent will Shanahan break those tendencies? You know, where's the trick play coming off that run? Where's the double reverse coming off that run? And when does he break that out? Because I got to believe it's going to happen.
It's interesting. And what a lot of this so far with the quarterback props, with completions both for Patrick Mahomes and Jimmy, and as well as the passing yards for Jimmy, that's correlating to possibly an under 54.5, 55 kind of situation here.
So is.
Total combined touchdowns for both teams. This is interesting. This got hammered yesterday. 7.5 to 6.5, Dane. So it's coming down. So the books are telling us that's why the number was so high, but we're starting to get back now.
Almost total with no field goals. That makes no sense.
That's correct.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
All right, guys, time to find us on YouTube. If you haven't done so already, it's a great place to start. Welcome in. It's the Sports Grid Network channel there. Make sure that you subscribe. Hit that little bell in the upper right-hand corner. Just about every ounce of sports wagering and fantasy advice that you need can be found there on the YouTube channel as we provide you content 24 hours a day, making sure that you are as profitable as humanly possible. Sports Grid Network there on YouTube, also on Insta at Sports Grid TV. Make sure you tail us there. Always some great clips and highlights, and certainly picks from the shows can be found there on Instagram at Sports Grid TV. And listen, you got 11 games tonight in the NBA. You got 10 in college as we get ready for the Pro Bowl also this weekend. And a monster, when I tell you monster weekend, in college hoops. You'll have over 100 games to choose from here on Saturday. So it's going to be crazy. And now would be the time for you to go, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to open that sports wagering account. And if you want to do that, head over to FanDuel. It is Jersey's largest sports book. You guys see us there each and every night, right? All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com/grid. They're going to give you a free bet of up to $500. So you get a free bet, $500. All you got to do is head over to FanDuel.com/grid, and you can use it for point spreads, game totals, props like we were just talking about, parlays, in-game wagering, college or pro sports. You're in control, guys. That's why it's great to head over to FanDuel.com/grid, open the account, and get that free bet of up to $500. Do it today, guys. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And Dane and I here have been going over some of the big movers initially as the prop bet market in the granddaddy of them all, South Point in Nevada, was the one that started it all. And they had their usual group of diehard pros that have been doing it forever. And these are some of the top prop bets that got hit right away. And it's always a good indicator, Dane, especially these days now where we have so much technology from the standpoint to be able to understand what these guys are doing, because right. One of our founding principles here is don't reinvent the wheel. I'm sure you're not spending 15 hours a day studying prop bets and other things along those lines. So if we have the ability to follow where the pros are, the respected bet, where they're leaning, we probably should pass along that information because, again, don't reinvent the wheel here, guys. Don't outsmart the room. Just follow the money and what the line is doing. It is a market after all. And we told you Mahomes, 28.5 to 26 on completions. That got hit. Jimmy Garoppolo opened up at 21.5. It got hit to 19.5. The passing yards for Jimmy, 256.5 to 246.5. And we're sensing a theme here. Now, this was interesting. The total combined touchdowns for both teams came down. That's at 6.5 right now, Dane. So 6.5, that would be, let's say, 21-21. All right, so that's 42 points. The total's right. Hovering around 54 right now, 54.5. So still plenty of room for field goals and maybe and another touchdown.
At six,
so
yeah.
It's interesting seeing 6.5. So if you had 7, all right, so that would be 28-21.
That's 49 and then couple, already.
Yeah, you're at a couple of field goals and, you know, let's say 3 field goals and you're in. So it's an interesting number, too, because that's telling you at the very least here, we're expecting 21-21.
Yeah, at the very least. At the very least, if that's what we're talking about in terms of touchdowns. But when you said 7.5 to start, you know, 7 times 7 is 49. You know, and then when I got to the half also, I was like, oh, well, that puts you in the low 50s
already. 2 field goals
is
basically it. Yeah, 2 field goals would hit. Yep.
That gives you no room. So it is interesting. I think the point that's made here really is, like you said before, in terms of the triangulation of it all, right? Mm-hmm. Step back and see if what everything you're saying, like, makes sense in right. essence, or if you're
right.
in essence betting against yourself and canceling each other out. Now, I know that's sometimes true. You can hedge and that's okay, but don't cancel yourself out. You know, Joe, I even one of my friends at my bachelor party last weekend, we were watching the games and he's into live betting. And I was like, listen, my friend's name is Joe, by the way. And I was like, Joe, you either get to hammer it like and go 7-1 on your bets if you keep doing it right. Or if you know what you liked is starting to fade, hop the hell off it, you know. Right. You're gonna wind up like 7-0 on them, or you know, you'll wind up like 0-3 because you'll stop, you know. And right. that's the way to keep doing it. And he was like, oh yeah. And we were on I think it was the over in the AFC game that kept on going up and up. And I was like, keep doing it, you know, and once we'll get caught, but we'll still go 6-1 on those live bets. And that's exactly
that's the beauty
happened.
Of it, isn't it, though? I mean, that's the beauty is you can correct a lot of pregame mistakes there by jumping in online and with your own eyes. The
and
sack
saying,
prop
it's the same
also,
thing here.
Yeah. The sack prop also got hit. It hasn't moved, but there was significant bets. They're saying the total sacks by the 49ers, Dane, 2.5.
That's the 49ers.
And the number is 2.5, and the under is being hit.
Really?
The under 2.5. So the 49ers, and this goes to what your point was, where I think he's going to have a big day rushing.
That's Mahomes.
You think
rushing.
He's going to have a big day rushing means they're not sacking him, or at the very
correct.
Least, it means they're getting pressure and they're
and
forcing him out of the pocket.
Yeah.
But they're not getting, because under 2.5, that seems.
And listen, Joe, if you go back, the Niners defense, they have struggled a little bit with the rushing quarterback. Russell Wilson comes to mind. Lamar Jackson comes to mind. Kyler Murray had some big efforts against this Niners defense, okay? So those are some of the data points that I'm using, all right, in terms of their previous – this defense this year against the quote-unquote mobile quarterback. Now, I understand Mahomes is not a – running quarterback per se, but he is sure a mobile quarterback. And so look at like a Russell Wilson, for example, and they couldn't get to Russell Wilson because, as you know, he spins around the back door and he'll scramble for three or four and be happy with it to stay on schedule. All of a sudden, it's not third and 13 anymore. Mm-hmm. It's third and six, and that's okay.
Yes, and that's fine, guys. Exactly
right.
Correct. Yep.
That's why these humans are amazing. You know, some of the crazy plays that happen, but the Deshaun Watsons, the Lamars, the Russell Wilsons, a lot of it, Joe, is they keep them on schedule. You know what I mean? Yep. Instead of the bad play, they wind up still getting it as the incompletion or a 3-yard gain, and that keeps the playbook wide open.
Now, and again, we know, having watched San Francisco, what made that defense so lethal this year and so good was their the fact that they were one of the least blitzing teams in the NFL, because when you have that front like that, you can still get what you, without having to sack them, you can still cause the what your ultimate goal is anyway, is to get quarterbacks uncomfortable, get them out of the pocket, do what you need to do in order to be able to create opportunities when they pass the ball. Right. So, you know, they were the best at it this year, but they didn't need to blitz people. And they didn't necessarily need to sack you either, because they did their job simply getting you to run left, right, or get the hell out of your comfort zone. So 2.5 is an interesting number. Now, does that mean they can't blitz? No, it doesn't mean that. In fact, if they truly, and it's not like they have not blitzed, but if they truly wanted to, you know, create a, they could. They could go against the grain of what they've done, and they could absolutely, with the cornerbacks they have and the linebackers they have, they could be a little bit different and cause some problem. But again, that's the in-game chess match that we won't know until we get there. But as far as capabilities, like Green Bay to me was an example of like Mike Pettin staying in his nickel and dime packages the entire game. You know, all of these defensive backs, and yet they threw the ball 8 times. But the reason is because Green Bay, they don't like to play base defenses where they go standard. That was where they had the most success. That's what they like doing. And for many reasons, that's why San Francisco's like, you want to have 5 defensive backs? You want to have 6 defensive backs? We're just going to keep running it down your throat because you're not good enough.
Raheem Mostert 28 times.
Exactly. Sure. But the problem was they had no ability. You know, that's the worst part of their defense. If they're going to line up in a 4-3, they're terrible at that. So Mike Pettin's going, I can't do this. We suck at this. So, you know, we've got to be able to go. And that's what San Francisco did. They forced Green Bay to be in defensive schemes that they hate. But so what? So stop us. But I don't think Andy Reid and company, we've seen them adjust to real quickly what Houston was doing to them, what Tennessee was doing to them. Yeah. So this is going to be a hell of a chess match here, and there will be some adjusting on the fly for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. You know, I mean, you're probably damn tired of me saying this, but, you know, on offense, you don't want to get forced into being a volume thrower, right? It's the same thing on the defensive scheme, Joe. You know, you have to be able to have balance, okay?
Absolutely.
If you can stop the pass, but you can't stop the run, guess what? I'm going to force you to stop the run. Okay, until you can't. I told you about, remember the Titans Herman Boone thing? He's like, straight like Novocaine. I'm going to do this until they stop it. And hey, Joe, we both played baseball, right? The movie Major League. Remember Pedro Serrano couldn't hit the damn curveball?
Yep.
Why the hell would you ever throw him a fastball?
That's correct.
It's the same kind of thing. You as a scheme or a coaching staff, you have to understand, you have to make the opposition respect multiple things, okay? When I was growing up playing basketball in the damn schoolyard, I went right every time. I didn't have a left hand. I couldn't dribble with my left hand. I went right all the time. Guess what? My best friend knew that I was going right. When you
know
play
where
poker
it was going.
With all your friends, don't you know who's loose and who's tight, right? So when one of your friends goes at the home game, goes all in, right? You're like, oh.
Exactly correct. Yep.
You know
exactly
the tendencies.
Yep.
You have to have multiple things the opposition respects, period.
Yep. Yep. That's why versatility is so important. And we're about to see how good that defense of the 49ers, versatile-wise, going up against the best quarterback. See what happens. Someone going to win. Chess match. Love it. Reed, Shanahan.
We're going to win.
That's it.
We're
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere.
So we got word last night that, in fact, Antonio Brown did show up at the Broward County Jail, did turn himself in. He was accompanied by attorneys and, you know, of course, his an entourage of people. He got there. Now, at some point this morning or today, he's since there was no bond associated with the with that warrant over there, he will appear in front of a judge at some point here this morning, and we'll see exactly what happens from there. But there was a definite worry here, Dane, locally, as far as law enforcement goes, that and even law enforcement, the word was that even law enforcement was worried. They were worried that they were going to they didn't want to escalate the situation. Right. They didn't want it. They were hoping that cooler heads would prevail. But behind the scenes, they were prepping for the worst. So they were plans were in place, so to speak. And it was being they were getting ready to execute that warrant, whether he was answering the door or not. And but again, cooler heads prevail. About 11 o'clock last night. You know, they had breaking news down here locally in the thing, right. You know, Antonio Brown, you know, he shows up at the, he shows up at the jail and it's okay. But the problem is, you know, when we saw the arrest warrant, when they made that known, he's charged with felony burglary with battery. And from what we're hearing from attorneys here in Florida, that's a 30-year sentence. They won't even blink. Committing a felony along with a battery charge is a big no-no in this state, and it's usually something that is dealt with rather swiftly. So no wonder why there was no bond associated with it. You're charged with one of the worst felonies there is. I mean, obviously, you know, murder, but when it comes to committing burglary and causing personal harm like that and committing battery is... Yeah, no, that's exactly the kind of crap they don't like. So now he finds himself sitting in jail, and he's looking at charges that include one of the a pretty bad felony burglary battery charge, which comes with a 30-year sentence at the very, you know, at the least. So what? Holy crap, Dane. I mean, talk about, and I listen, it could have ended worse. We know this. But think about where this dude started the season and where he is right now. And the fall from grace that quickly is it's a little mind-blowing. We're all watching the Aaron Hernandez thing, but that happened over years. That was a progression. But dude, this dude in a matter of 6 months is just completely gone off the deep end. It's amazing to me.
Do you think his feet are still frostbitten?
I'm telling you, man. Remember how we started the season with that? Remember that? And now he's in jail.
And like he didn't like the helmet.
Yes.
Now he's live streaming interactions with the cops, throwing rocks at moving vans, and is in jail with the entire Miami-Dade or Hollywood Police Department, yep. like, wondering how to approach this to avoid, like, the absolute worst-case scenario of the national news.
Yep.
His agent has distanced himself. His family has distanced himself. And you're right, Joe. This is literally, I mean, Hard Knocks was airing in August.
Right. Yep.
It's absolutely amazing. Like, I am glad that he's in custody right now. Yeah. I'm glad that he is in custody because it's less likely for him to be a danger to himself or others. I don't know what else to say. This has completely jumped the shark. And you know that throughout the last few months, Joe, I have been cautious to be like, something is legitimately, mm-hmm. emotionally, medically messed up there, guys. And I don't know how anyone can think otherwise at this point. Like, this is not PR. This is not Instagram likes, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a danger to yourself, others, your family. The first mm-hmm. second I saw on that damn live stream, his little, like, his son, you know, and he's literally like,
no care.
Poppy loves you. It's okay. Go with the crack ass police. I mean,
exactly correct.
I really hope, Joe, that as the NFL descends upon Miami, mm-hmm. that part of it is like the players union or like former Steelers that he was boys with, or like, where is Marquise Pouncey in this or something? You know what I mean? Like, where's Le'Veon Bell? You know, where are people that maybe are about that life that he can, that AB might respect to, like, I don't know, go visit him or something, man. That's my thing. I don't want to talk much more about this because it's clear that, mm-hmm. you know, something's messed up here, bro.
It's going to have, at some point today we'll know. Is he going to now remain in jail? Are they going to give him an opportunity to post
bond? No idea.
And if so, what happens then? It's, you know, he shows up last night at 11 o'clock at night. He shows up with a couple of attorneys, but he shows up with, you know, to your point, he showed up with a bunch of dudes that, you know,
Ray
didn't
and
look
Pookie
like
from the block.
Didn't look like, Pouncey or anybody, you know, didn't look like any positive influences, you know, if you know what I mean. Didn't look
and
like somebody
thing, Joe. Like
steering him in the right
years.
Direction.
If 30 years as a sentence, the only chance you eventually have to get that reduced is by evidence of good behavior.
Behavior.
Right?
Good luck
like,
with that, yeah.
What arbiter is going to be like, okay, the maximum sentence here is 30, but you know what? Yep. We'll give you probation, bro, because you've turned a corner, right? Like, compare this, and it's a bad comparison, Joe, I know, but like with Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Vick did some things with the animals, right? But then since then has right. been a model of behavior. And so mm-hmm. that's how the perception and ultimately the punishment changes.
Yep. That's correct.
Like, that has not hit AB yet. And that is why someone needs to get in his ear and give him a hug.
It's also interesting, too, that under the cloak of darkness there, the NFL had released, without a lot of fanfare, their annual concussion tally. So, and quietly, too, this happened, though. But we were able to come across this where the reported concussions now, I think this
is
important.
I don't buy whatever
too.
This number is.
Yeah, reported concussions slightly increased during the NFL 2019 preseason this year and the regular season. So it went from they had 214 combined last year. They have 224 reported concussions in that same time period this year. And while it did go up, it's actually low compared to what it was the previous 3 years. That average from 2015 to 17 was 267 between the balls. So even though it went up a little bit, it's still better than what it was for that previous 3 to 4 year period. They had 281 in 2007, and that's when the league went in and said, all right, the kickoffs, because they were also seeing a significant portion or coming from the kickoffs and the guys. That's when they put that new rule, no more lowering heads. Like all of that came because of that number of 281. And also the whole preseason thing there is a significant portion that are coming from the preseason, which is why they're looking to, of course, eliminate maybe the possibility of some 34, in fact, in 2008, 49 this year in the preseason reporting. And I think that maybe has more to do with the fact of better reporting, maybe. Not
that's
that, maybe not
that's
that, a year, you know.
Okay.
Right.
I think like, that's a good thing, bro.
And I'm okay with that because I don't think it's anything extraordinary. I do think that's probably closer to what it's always been, but they're getting better at reporting it.
You're identifying it quicker,
yes,
which means that that player is then off the field. That's a good thing, Joe.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm not mad at this. You know, like, for example, there was no such thing as an oblique strain in the 70s because doctors weren't looking for it. You know what I mean? And so now that we're so attentive to this, the fact that we're finding them and guys are getting pulled off the field and they are getting diagnosed, I think is an actual good thing.
Awesome.
And that's the first step to it being reduced. So like we're going to see, if you looked at the line graph, I'm sure you would see a bump because now we're paying attention to them and we're calling them out because there were so many throughout that just weren't being labeled as such or even identified. Instead, you would just hear Tom Waddle, have some smelling salts and slap you on the butt, get back out there, have some Robitussin. Now you're going into the blue tent. So that makes the number go up. But it also, I think, actually means that in essence, they're actually caring for the players better.
Right. Exactly. There is a bigger effort and push.
Yeah.
Also it comes with protecting your ass is what it is, because if you continue to go about it and letting guys that we can all clearly see don't know where they are right now continue to play, it's a little easier to point out.
What happens when it happens in the Super Bowl though? What happens? What happens when Patty Mahomes gets concussed next Sunday?
Yep.
Like, and it's obvious. What happens when one of these shots happen that now we as fans know, right? Because we know it when we see it now, Joe, right? And we're like, oh, he's going to go to the 10. What happens when, you know, Nick Bosa or Jimmy G or Travis Kelce or Patrick Mahomes gets one next Sunday?
Yep. And the whole, literally the whole world watching it. It'll be interesting.
Tom Brady had one in that Eagles Super Bowl.
Yep.
But they kept him out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, well, I do think there's always going to be exceptions to the rule.
Yeah,
it depends on,
but
you know, offensive linemen, you'll probably never know. I mean, you know what I mean? There are a lot of dudes, linebacker. There are guys in there that you'll just never know unless it's, you know.
Play.
Right. Unless it's, you know,
it's
Luke Kuechly where he's crying in the middle of the field because he doesn't know where he is. That's, you know, that you're not going to get that. That's not going to happen.
I'm
They're
just thinking if it's
off.
A big name, like Kelce going over the middle gets rocked and it's obvious and he's not like.
Yeah.
He should be done for the day, right?
Yep.
We'll see
if
that happens.
And it's not so much getting into the tent. They'll get him into the tent. But you and I will have no idea what goes on in that tent at all.
Get the helmet away from the man.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But it depends on who that man is.
And
if that
correct.
Man is Patrick Holmes, his helmet will stay with him.
Yep. And who the player is. I mean, and that's, listen, a lot of people had comments to say about Carson Wentz in the playoff game for coming out, even though it was a cheap hit, it was an illegal hit. And that's the other thing too. How did they get that hit? Is it a cheap hit and you took him out? Cause then what you do is you build in an automatic excuse for fans too, which is fantastic. Yeah. That's not a good thing either.
Back in the day, I'm a Knicks fan, right? Back in the day when they were in their wars against the Bulls, I used to always say they should run out their last man off the bench just to get in a fight with Michael Jordan. Just get in a fight with Michael Jordan. And then he'll be suspended for two games, you know? Yep. So, like, why not take some dude and just knock your bro out? Like, Bounty Gate. Like, honestly, why not concuss the man in the first quarter? I'm not saying I advocate for this, but, I mean...
It's interesting, too. Part of that report that they released were ACL and MCL injuries. And this was, I found fascinating, too. This is now the fifth year in a row those have dropped. There were just 47 ACL tears during the preseason and regular season. They had 56 they averaged 56 during the previous four. So they are, it went down from 140 from 2015, all the way down now to 56, Dane. So there, it has continued to drop since 2015, less and less. I don't know if that's conditioning or maybe field surface is better or,
I think they're teaching you how to hit, right? And you know the strike zone, where the strike zone is, Joe.
Yep.
And I actually thought that knee and stuff would go up because now everyone knows you can't hit them high, so you got to hit them low. So I actually thought it would go up, but maybe people are zoning in on that middle strike zone. I wonder if there's more bruised and broken ribs, Joe.
And better feel, better surfaces, better better everything there. Yep. So they're not getting crushed in the old Vet Stadium or something. All right, guys, 1 hour in the books. We'll start getting you ready here. Games tonight, games tomorrow, games Sunday. We got you covered. We'll make it rain. We'll do it next.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup! The best friends forever.
Whose lineup do you think is better, the Phillies or the Braves?
They're
both really good.
The Braves is my first inkling.
Sure.
I stand by the Braves, actually, yeah. I would take Marcelo Zuna over Rhys Hoskins. I like Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, I think they're close.
I think they're close. Better lineup, 5 outfielders. It comes into play when it's that close.
Three category contributors, but Ozuna's going to be better in batting average. So in hindsight, yeah, I mean, I think Ozuna's probably the better player in a vacuum than Rhys Hoskins.
Weekdays, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern on the Sports Grid Network.
All right, guys, welcome back in here. Big next hour here. We'll get our buddy Maxwell Smart on to kind of give us a preview here of the huge weekend in college hoops, including a SEC Big 12 showdown. That'll include Baylor taking on Florida, which is going to be awesome tomorrow night. Kentucky and Texas Tech. Kansas now, their first game after having to suspend a whole bunch of kids, taking on Tennessee. So some great matchups here, and 10 games, in fact, on the card here today. And if anybody knows, how to handicap Merrimack versus Stony Brook, it is Maxwell Smart giving us an edge. So we'll get him on. We'll talk to him coming up. And congratulations, Tiger Woods shot 69 yesterday, Dane, at Torrey Pines. First time since, I believe, 2013. He's just a couple of shots off. Keegan Bradley is at the top of the leaderboard at 6 under par, shot 66. But Tiger at 69 is there. A lot of fog going on here. But Tiger also, keep in mind this year, guys, the Olympic qualifying for the golf is now back in the Olympics for Tokyo. And if he is one of the top, and if I'm not mistaken, if for him to be considered among 4 top U.S. players in the world ranking, it has to happen by June. So there is apparently a big push from him and his people. They want him on this back into the Olympics. Yeah, golf team. So if he finishes 1, 2, 3, or 4, he's automatically in. And that's how they decided with the Olympic team. So there is apparently a renewed interest from him and his people that he wants to be on that Olympic team. So maybe a little extra, maybe a couple extra tournaments for him leading up prior to June. Yeah, interesting, right?
Because I thought he'd be, you know, we've talked about this. He'd be all staring towards the big ones, right? Towards the majors. Yep. And now in the middle of the summer, you know, whether it's the PGA or the British Open, whatever it is, he's going to be tuning himself for the Olympics. This is surprising to me because I thought all he would measure himself was trying to win these four majors.
I can listen. It's a big thing. Golf finally back into the Olympics. You better have a doctor. You know what I mean?
It's just interesting that he prioritizes it that much.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, 44, it's maybe more of the...
I hear you.
Been there, done that. So it's good for golf regardless. Like, it's good. It's good for golf, especially on the world stage. If he's good, if he's competitive.
Well, if he's one of the top...
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.